The following is a recording for Rodrigo Wright Castro of Mexcom Telecommunications on Friday, October 20th, 2017 at 8 a.m. Central Time. Good morning and welcome to today's Mexcom Telecommunications Third Quarter 2017 Earnings Conference Call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. We remind you that today's conference is being recorded. If you have any questions or if you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. After the presentation, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. Before we begin, let me say that information expressed or implied during the conference may include forward-looking statements that involve risks and uncertainties. Words such as estimate, project, plan, believe, expect, anticipate, intend, and similar expressions may identify such forward-looking statements. The company wants to caution listeners that any forward-looking statements in this call or made by the company's management involve risks or uncertainties that may change based on various important factors not under the control of the company. These forward-looking statements represent the company's judgment at this time for the call. The company disclaims, however, any intent or obligation to update this forward-looking statement. It is now my pleasure to turn the conference over to Mr. Eric Gonzalez-Laureano, the Chief Financial Officer of the company. You may begin, sir.
Thank you, Katie. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our quarterly conference call to discuss Mexcom operating and financial results for the quarter that ended on September 30, 2017. Today here with me on the call are Lauro Cantu, Chief Executive Officer, Armando Rivero, Legal Affairs and Administration Vice President, Rodrigo Wright, our Head of Investor Relations, and Alejandro Lombardo, New Technologies Director. As you know, this call is being recorded and a playback will be available later today. Our earnings release was already distributed and now it's posted in our website. As already mentioned, the information expressed or implied during the conference may include forward-looking statements, and these are subject to risk and uncertainties that may cause actual results to differ from statements made today. Let me pass through to our CEO, Mr. Lauro Cantu.
Thank you, Eric. Good morning to all Mexcom stakeholders, and thank you for participating with us today. I would like to start with the most relevant corporate events. All these actions are in accordance with the formation and transformation plan, which we launched approximately 12 months ago in order to strengthen operations and maximize profitability of the company. While several initiatives are still underway and yet to reflect in our financial performance, we are, however, starting to see some encouraging signs. Allow me to share some of the main initiatives of our transformation process. Point number one, divestiture of a retail business. As you know, the company took a strategic decision to divest out of residential telephony operation. We sold a portion of the customer base to Megacable and immediately thereafter initiated an organized wind-down process of the remaining customer base while maximizing cash flow from operations. For instance, during this third quarter, direct contribution margins from our retail operations improved to 57% up from 38% for the same period last year. Transformation process number two, reinforce and focus on our enterprise or commercial business unit. We have expanded our connectivity and data product services. We are allocating additional resources to expand our network capillarity and reliability of our enterprise and carrier business. For example, we upgraded the electronics in our long-haul network routes, allowing up to 8 terabits of capacity using Infinera and Huawei equipment. Also, regarding our network, we initiated investments in new platforms, such software-defined networks, network function virtualization, and unified communication as a service. As a result of several initiatives, we have not only managed to materially improve our monthly recurring revenue, but have also improved direct contribution margins from our commercial business unit. We are also in the process of reorganizing and enhancing our commercial sales and go-to-market strategy. We also started a deep analysis of our commercial customer base, which should be concluded over the course of the next few weeks. This will not only allow the company to better serve our customer base with more customer centricity approach solutions and ability to upsell, but will also reinforce our sales and go-to-market strategy. When compared with third quarter of 2016 to third quarter of 2017, our direct contribution margin increased approximately by 9 percentile points, from 49% to 58%. Transformation process number three. Improve overall efficiencies and productivity. We renegotiated or terminated several supplier and vendor contracts, reduced headcount, eliminated inefficient processes, and reallocated resources. Invest in software to improve operational efficiency, such as NetCracker and Sugar CRM. CapEx optimization through key process reengineering. The results of the above-mentioned initiatives can be clearly observed with two key performance indicators. Excluding MVNO, our third quarter consolidated adjusted EBITDA margins improved to approximately 20% compared with 8% for the same period last year. Excluding MVNO and wholesale revenue and expenses, revenue per employee increased to 201,000 Mexican pesos in September 2017, up from 105,000 Mexican pesos in October 2016, and adjusted EBITDA per employee almost tripled to 60,000 Mexican pesos in September 2017, compared with 21,000 Mexican pesos back in October 2016 when we started this profound restructuring process. Point number four, investing in human capital and corporate culture. We are attracting new and experienced talent in key positions. The company is in the process of implementing an horizontal organizational structure to improve collaboration and foster teamwork. We are introducing new key revenue and performance indicators for all the company to follow and be accountable for. Transformation process number five. Strengthening of the balance sheet. Maxcom operates with smaller yet stronger balance sheet. During the last 4 months, we managed to reduce our senior 2020 notes by $13.2 million. And since 2013, we have reduced our outstanding amount of principal by $64 million. Clean our balance sheet through impairment of assets, mainly related to our retail business unit. Capital increased transactions in Celmex and Maxcom for a total amount of 269 million pesos. Maxcom continued to explore alternatives to divest from non-core assets in order to strengthen balance sheet structure and growth capabilities. It is important to remember that all the highlights that I mentioned before come from the last 12 months. We continue to work diligently to improve our commercial business unit through ongoing enhancement of our internal processes and capital expenditure for sustainable and profitable revenue growth. Some of these ongoing initiatives include reduction of costs and expenses, right-sizing of human resources, and bringing valuable talent into key roles and responsibilities. New variable compensation scheme for our sales organization, including pre-sale sales and post-sale. Optimization of our sales funnel. Now, allow me to give you a quick update on retail and wholesale and also MVNA business units. Retail. At the end of the third quarter, Mexicom continues to serve its residential customers in San Luis Potosí and Mexico metropolitan area. Our plan is to fully wind down this unit on or before December 31st, 2018. In the meantime, we will continue to optimize our cash flow from this operation. Regarding wholesale, as I have noted before, we plan to reduce our dependence on the wholesale revenue as part of our strategic plan going forward. Regarding MVNA, we are on the final stage of our pilot test in which we have successfully stabilized the platform performance and fine-tuned our go-to-market strategy. Soriana Mobile, our first MVNO, is operating 28 stores with around 2,684 activated users. We are in line with our activation goals and looking forward to improve activation and recharge ratios. As I told before, the transformation of this magnitude is taking us a while to conclude, but our confidence is growing as we start to see the results of our efforts. All the management remains committed and is working hard to move Mexicom towards obtaining better results in the midterm, creating value for all its stakeholders, customers, and employees. Thank you so much for your time and for participating with us today. Eric?
Thank you, Lauro. This time I would like to start with a brief explanation of the financial performance of the company during the quarter. First, during third quarter of 2017, Mexicom performance shows a significant improvement from previous quarter in terms of operational efficiency. Even though total revenue suffered a reduction of 200 million pesos as a consequence of our strategic decision to divest out of the residential business and wind down of our remaining customers, as well as to reduce our participation in the international wholesale traffic business, the company managed to generate a consolidated EBITDA of 74 million pesos during the quarter, 2% higher than the figure reached during the previous quarter. As Lado mentioned previously, our efforts to consolidate revenue growth in commercial segment created a substantial increase in the share of the total revenue mix, moving from 24% in the third quarter of 2016 to 46% in this quarter. Commercial revenue totaled almost 200 million pesos, an increase of 16% when compared with the same period of last year. For the 9 months ended September 30, 2017, revenue from commercial business were 542 million pesos, representing an increase of 8% compared with the same period of last year. The positive trend achieved in this business and unit allowed Mexicom to register a 16.8 consolidated EBITDA margin in the quarter, 5.4 percentage points above the margin generated in the previous quarter, and 3.2 percentage points above the margin generated in the same quarter of 2016. All this reflects the impact of our continued efforts and focus on the commercial business, go-to-market strategies, and operational efficiencies implemented during the last 12 months. Unlike previous quarters, during this quarter, the exchange rate volatility has had a negative effect over maximum net income because the positive trend of the company resulting during the first half of the year has partially reversed. In the same way, exchange rate volatility has generated an increase in the net debt to last 12 months EBITDA ratio, carrying it from 4.8 to 5.3 times.
Now let me share with you the most important variations in our financial statements. By the end of the reporting quarter, cash position of the company was 566 million pesos, slightly above of the 563 million pesos registered at the end of the previous quarter. This amount includes 28 million pesos of restricted cash. It is worth mentioning that this balance considers a capital increase of 154 million pesos to Maxcom, of which 98 million pesos were effectively paid within the quarter. Despite the decisions of divesting the residential business and reduce our participation in the international wholesale traffic business, we have maximized our operational cash flow generated from our remaining residential customer base and improved our commercial business margins, allowing us to minimize the cash burn in the quarter. Customer accounts receivable increased 17 million pesos on a sequential basis. When compared with the end of 2016, customer accounts receivable increased 4 million pesos. The value-added tax account came from 45 million pesos in December 2016 to 105 million pesos at the end of this reporting quarter. As of today, the company has a total amount of roughly 90 million pesos of VAT refund requests still pending for collection. Regarding fixed assets, telephone network system and equipment decreased 131 million pesos when compared to the end of 2016. This variation is mainly explained by a 148 million pesos reclassification of intangible assets under construction. In line with the previous explanation, intangible assets increased by the same amount when compared to December. Accounts payable totaled 290 million pesos at the end of the present quarter, which represents a reduction of 106 million pesos when compared to December 2016. This reduction is mainly derived from payments made to infrastructure and equipment providers, but also from the reduction in the size of the company's international wholesale traffic operations. The outstanding value of the step-up senior notes at the end of this quarter remains at $112.4 million. It is important to remark that the amount of senior notes reported in the balance sheet is expressed under IFRS accounting standards and therefore does not reflect the face value of the note. Maxcom maintained cross-currency swaps to hedge coupon payments for a notional amount of $80 million until December 2017, and from 2018 onwards, coupon payment hedge covers a notional amount of $60 million. Moving on the profit and loss statement, Maxcom continues with the execution of the wind-down process in the residential business, which began in September 2016 with the partial sale of its customer portfolio and which is expected to be concluded at the end of 2018 and reduction in the international wholesale traffic business. As a result of this action, revenue for the quarter were 438 million pesos, a decrease of 38% when compared with the 712 million pesos registered in the third quarter of 2016. Sequentially, revenues registered a decrease of 31%. However, the company also continues to consolidate its growth efforts in the commercial segment, particularly in large and medium-sized enterprise customers, call centers, carrier segments, and select government projects. Efforts to consolidate revenue growth in the commercial segment have generated an increase of 16% in comparison with the same period of last year, which equals to 27 million pesos, and on a sequential basis, revenues also increased 16%. Regarding international wholesale traffic business, revenue in this reporting quarter amounted to 148 million pesos, 60% less on a year-over-year basis, and also 60% below against previous quarter. We will continue to de-emphasize the revenue stream generated from our termination of international calls. In the residential business unit, revenue totaled 88.7 million pesos for the quarter, showing a decrease of 48% on a year-over-year basis. On a sequential basis, revenue reflected a 6% decrease. Regarding costs, network operation services during this reporting quarter decreased
222 million pesos, or 53% on a year-over-year basis and 51% on a sequential basis. This decrease is directly related with the reduction on the international wholesale traffic terminated during this quarter and our ongoing cost control. Technical expenses amounted to 49 million pesos in this quarter. This amount reflects a slight increase of 3% in comparison with the same period quarter of 2016. Gross profit for the quarter was 189 million pesos, 21% below gross profit reported in the same period of last year. On a sequential basis, gross profit remained flat. However, our gross margins expanded to 43%, up from 34% for the same quarter of last year. Sales, general, and administrative expenses totaled 115 million pesos, 28 million pesos less than the expense registered in the same period of last year. Almost half of this reduction is due to lower payroll expenses. By the end of this reporting quarter, Maxcom had 475 employees, a decrease of 52% compared to the 983 employees registered in the third quarter of last year. For the nine-month period ended September 30, expenses were reduced by 23%, from 446 million pesos in 2016 to 345 million pesos in 2017. This is a consequence of the right-sizing efforts that the company has been implementing for several quarters. The multiple efforts to increase operating efficiency and drive a higher recurring revenue base are reflected in our EBITDA margins, which increased from the 14% reported in the third quarter of last year to 17% in this quarter. EBITDA for the quarter was 74 million pesos, 2% above versus previous quarter and 24% lower on a year-over-year basis. The EBITDA margin of the period was 17%. Adjusting for MVNO expenses, consolidated EBITDA margins would be 18.8% during the quarter versus 13.6% for the same period last year, an increase of 38%. Depreciation and amortization totaled 54 million pesos during the quarter, a lower figure in comparison with the 96 million pesos posted in the third quarter of 2016. The improvement is explained by the write-off of residential-related assets made during the fourth quarter of last year as a consequence of the aforementioned residential wind-down process. During the third quarter of this year, the company recorded a foreign exchange loss of 34 million pesos due to depreciation of the Mexican peso. Finally, the company reported a net loss of 77 million pesos in this quarter and a cumulative net income of 173 million pesos for the 9 months ended September 30, 2017. Both figures compare favorably with a net loss of 461 million pesos for the same quarter of 2016 and the cumulative net loss of 756 million pesos for the 9 months ended September 30, 2016, respectively. Maxcom remains committed to consolidate operational and financial improvements in order to successfully conclude its transformation process into a top enterprise boutique carrier in Mexico. Thank you so much for attending this call. I will now hand the call over to the operator for the next session. Katie, if you may, please.
Thank you, sir. At this time, we'll open the floor for questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the one key. That is star one on your touch-tone phone now. Questions will be taken in the order in which they are received. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, you may press star two. Again, that is star one if you would like to ask a question. We are now holding for questions. So again, please press star one if you would like to ask a question. Our first question will come from Alberto Gallo from Intercap.
Hi, thanks for the call. I have a couple of questions regarding the MVNOs. The first one is related to the EBITDA generation that you're expecting for this business. Can you give us some color on your expectations for the next couple of years? And the second one regarding this business also, if you're expecting more capital contributions here.
The first question, I cannot give you a precise figure of EBITDA expectations. The business is very much in a ramp-up stage, so this is a long-term business. Regarding the second question, we do not expect to require more capital contributions.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 at this time. Again, that is star 1 if you would like to ask a question. Our next question comes from Marcelo Barone from DebtWire.
Good morning. Thank you for your presentation. I would like you to comment a little bit on liquidity. I know you are still generating negative cash flow from operating activities for the 3 months and for the 9 month period, September 2017, and also a little bit discussion about your capital contribution of $157 million and where those funds are applied to.
Yeah, well, the capital contribution we received this quarter was part of an approved capital increase made last year. There was a pending portion of that capital increase that was executed this quarter and was mainly made to compensate part of the resources we used in the second quarter in the repurchase of our 2020 step-up senior notes. If you remember, we made a tender offer in the second quarter and we buy back around $30 million of our notes. In terms of liquidity going forward, we are working diligently in taking care of the cash organically. We are incurring into a couple of new big projects that will generate cash for the company, and we're also, as we mentioned in the call, we're exploring alternatives to divest from non-core assets. We're in the early stages of that process, so we don't have further comments at the moment, but we're exploring that alternative.
Thank you. Again, if you would like to ask a question, we are now holding. Please press star 1 at this time. Again, that is star 1 if you would like to ask a question. At this time, sir, I am showing no questions in the queue.
Okay.
So once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. Again, at this time, sir, I am showing no further questions in the queue. Sir, do you have any closing remarks for us?
No, only thank everybody for participating in the call. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes today's conference. You may now disconnect.